2 years ago today, the first COVID-19 case was recorded in Australia. Since then, 1.7 million cases have been confirmed here. Experts have scrambled to understand the virus, the disease it causes, and its impact on those who get infected. They've also developed the vaccines pretty quickly too. Right now, the Omicron outbreak appears to be stabilising, cross your fingers, but COVID's changing face tests our ability to predict what comes next. And the World Health Organization says while there's plausible hope for normalisation, don't drop your guard, even if you're among those who've already had the virus. Dale Drinkwater explains.
In November last year, 30-year-old Priya Adams-Williams was planning her friend's hen's party. What she hadn't planned for, though, was for it to be where she and all of her best friends contracted COVID.
We all had an array of symptoms, so being able to check in with one another and be like, oh, it's day seven and I'm suddenly really tired again. Is anyone else having that? And that was a really helpful thing to go through with other people, but you know.
But the next time she got it, she was on her own.
So I literally got it 6 weeks to the day after I was released from my first quarantine. Yeah, I contracted COVID twice in a very short period of time.
2 full years since the pandemic arrived in Australia, Priya Adams-Williams' story is becoming more familiar. People in their 20s and 30s are highly mobile and have the highest rate of infection of any age group. They're also reshaping what experts know about reinfection. Here's infectious diseases physician and immunologist Dr. Kudzai Kanhutu.
We're now seeing that people can get infected at a much shorter sort of latency, so anywhere within the range of sort of weeks to only a couple of months. We're discovering that new variants behave in slightly different ways and can actually escape immune detection. Even though you've had one variant before, you can get a new variant that then manages to slip through the net.
And even though the Omicron variant is seen as more mild than previous strains, the death toll is still rising. 76 people have died in the last reporting period, bringing the national total to more than 3,100 over 2 years. More than 46,000 cases were recorded around the country. Queensland Chief Health Officer Dr. John Gerard expects to see a peak of cases in the coming weeks.
That's what we are expecting to see here in Queensland.
While the worst of this outbreak could soon be behind Australia, there's still a great deal of uncertainty ahead. New variants may emerge and previous infection may not protect people against contracting COVID again. There's uncertainty about what winter will bring. University of Sydney professor and clinical virologist Tony Cunningham isn't prepared to offer a forecast.
That's, of course, impossible to predict. Will we get another strain and will that strain be covered by our current immunisation? Will we have Omicron boosters? And if we do, will the new strain be covered by those particular boosters?
Epidemiologist at the Kirby Institute, Professor Greg Dorr, however, is hopeful about the timing of booster doses.
Overall, you would hope that you'll get the large majority of people completing three doses prior to winter, which would then sort of give us incredible vaccine-based protection against severe disease through winter.
Will people who have had their booster shot now be covered by winter?
I would expect that that would provide high protection against severe disease for at least several months. So, yes.
Dr. Kudzai Kanhutu finds some comfort that this winter there will be a few more tools in Australia's COVID protection toolkit.
It's helpful to know as well that we've got a lot of new oral medications becoming available and also intravenous medications that are becoming available to help people.
And Priya Adams-Williams has now learnt how not to catch COVID a third time.
Be responsible and take care of yourselves and those around you, and please, for the love of God, get vaccinated and boosted if and when you can.
Priya Adams-Williams speaking with our reporter Dale Drinkwater.